Chief, how are you?
Very good, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Before we dive into that, let's talk about something that is near and dear to you and your department and its other firefighters, and that is a special Patriot flag ceremony. Talk about that.
Yes, I was approached almost a year ago by a group of private citizens that started this organization, and it's a way to honor the 10th year since September 11th. And they contacted me, and there's a schedule where this flag, it's a 30 by 60 flag, will be flown in every capital throughout the country, and then making its way to Shankill in Pennsylvania and also to the Pentagon, and then will be flown at Ground Zero on the 10th anniversary since September 11th in 2001. And we're very honored to be a part of this. The ceremony starts at 8:45 this morning at Wentworth Park, which is on the corner of Grand and Michigan, which is where our memorial is located. And this is actually for all first responders, for police, fire, and EMS personnel. And we're hoping that people will come down. There is a flag, a second flag. It's kind of a, people will have the ability to sign and with a book to commemorate the fact that they were there to witness this. The flag will then fly at the Capitol from that time until about 9 o'clock until 2 this afternoon. So we're very excited to be a part of this.
Well, your phone is blowing up. Everybody wants to get the chief on the radio today. Right. Hey, Chief, I think a lot of folks kind of forget that there were firefighters from the state of Michigan and from this area who went to help for 9/11, and how apropos that this is happening the day after Osama bin Laden was finally taken down.
You know, it's no matter how long, you know, justice will be served, no matter how long it takes. And, you know, it's difficult. I find it difficult to celebrate the death of someone, but certainly this individual has caused great harm to not only to Americans, but people from all over the world and his own people as well. And it is appropriate that, you know, we will be the first place that it will be flown since this occurred. So we're, again, to me, this is about that. It's a memorial. It's about celebrating, or not celebrating, but commemorating the events that occurred on that day, and certainly to memorialize those people that did lose their lives. There was a lot of firefighters, police officers, and obviously a lot of citizens who did lose their lives, and not just Americans, but people, representatives from all countries that were killed that day.
All right, and finally, Chief, there is a big vote today. What's going to happen if the vote fails? What's going to happen if the vote passes? Tell me what the count for firefighters will be approximately.
Well, you know, obviously everyone, I'm sure, has heard now we have a $20 million deficit. The four mills will raise $8.5 million, which will go towards helping to eliminate some of that deficit. 3.65 of that will go to back to the fire department, which will help us to, we're looking to possibly lay off upwards to 47 to 50 people and may have to close three fire stations. With that $3.65 million coming back to the department, we'll be able to keep at least 36 positions and keep two stations open. Then we're going to be working, and we have worked very closely with the Firefighters Union.
All right, Chief, I've got to get to break. I'm going to call you again tomorrow morning so we can get your take on the vote.
Very good, Tony.
Thank you, Chief.
All right, thank you. Have a good day.